Lawrence and the Cherries family.
What's up, people? It's a rocky, rocky world out there.
Yep, and yes.
Still shining like diamonds.
We just spent an hour doing my global telegraph, and hopefully we're going to have some feedback from all the people that listen to it, and I'm going to put it on the Cosmic Code. Either way, I also suggested, and I know many of you did listen earlier, I suggested to get my book, Beyond the Secret, and you get either a DVD or a tape with that. If you're interested in battle the supraconscious in time and space and make all your wishes coming a reality, you've got to do your homework. You have to understand the mechanics, okay? And you can know that by reading the book and listening to the tape designed for that very purpose. Now, as you know, a few days ago, I was face-to-face with a couple of FBI agents because obviously they didn't like the idea of me writing kill all the FBI agents or kill all the cops. And again, that was reverse psychology to purposely bring those guys right here in my house. And then we have a long talk. You probably read all the details about this. And I actually recall telling them, you know, you guys have no idea of the forces that you're dealing with. You have no idea what the Cosmic Code is all about. You don't know what the Scorpius Dragon and force or full restructure of the police force is going to do. And then this is where I realized those guys were not, you know, per se real good detective, because they never investigated the 22 set of predictions that I have on my website. In fact, if you go to drturi.com and scroll down, prediction number four, this is what it says. A new internal secret financial police will emerge internationally to better control its citizen business credit card activity. So we understand that. This is already taking place. Then I wrote, expect a full restructure of the police force and a serious increase in civil servant death or suicide. And what? What did we just had with Christopher Dorner if we face not a civil servant who literally committed suicide? Okay. I also mentioned secret, disturbing endeavors from the CIA, the FBI, etc. will come to the light. And we all know those guys playing with the prostitute. Again, it's on my website. Prediction number three mentioned something very even more precise. Expect more deadly news as the criminal will get bolder and deadlier, okay? And many powerful police and government official identities and wrongdoing will be divulged. And guess what? Guess what? Tonight, as I mentioned, you guys have no clue of what's going on here. There is so much for you in store ahead of you. This is just the beginning. And tonight, guess what? We have a second former LAPD officer releasing a new manifesto. My gosh, when will these people, when will the scientific community finally stop and understand that they are pinheads, educated head, regardless of their PhDs in traditional accredited school or university, they ain't no clue of what the Scorpius Dragon's going to do to the police force.
And unhappy is the person out there whose happiness has to be banked upon the consent of another. Let me tell you, it's the supernatural powers that are buried beneath your five human senses that we're trying to help you people become aware of, understanding the difference of the duality
between the physical and the spiritual manifesto.
Yes. Yeah. Not just one over the other. It's both.
Yep.
Which makes for the complete formula.
Well, I mean, if I have a leg shorter than the other, one eye doesn't see, chances are I know exactly what I mean, my wife. I chérie, adoré, my beautiful Terrania soulmate. Now, again, for me, to put my wife and I in such a peculiar position with those two FBI, you know, facing me, my house, speaks of my conviction of a supreme wisdom, speaks of my courage, speaks of me daring them so that they would listen to me. That, you know what? Dharma tried to get the system to listen to him and to make justice to his good personality and God knows what. And next thing you know, he's now dead. So this show tonight will be in his memory. Again, I want you to understand right away. I certainly do not, absolutely do not endorse his actions. He was a criminal. Okay, when you go all there and start to kill people, it's like me, you know. I'll say to the FBI agent, you know, I could be on top of my house now with AK-47 shooting everybody to bring attention to me so that I can explain to people that I'm using social psychology and it works, and you know what I'm saying? That is nuts. That is totally nuts. So even though that I want to dedicate this show to Christopher Donner, I want you to know that what he did was extraordinarily wrong, totally inhuman. You don't go and kill innocent people because you have a grudge against someone else.
Exactly.
That's wrong. But, I mean, he lost it. Now, first of all, Christopher Dahmer was born June 4th, 1979. So, obviously, you have a dual Gemini. And any time you have a Gemini, you have two very distinct personalities, two very distinct energy. One which was a beautiful, loving cop that was paid and dedicated to serve and protect. And then the other side is the crooked cop who wanted to kill the cops. So I understand this duality is very, very strong. I do have this duality myself too, being a dragon's head in Gemini. And because it's a hidden dragon's head in Gemini combined with my Aries fiery dragon's head, my natal and hidden dragon are fiery and are airy. Made Dr. Churi, but at the same time to protect me from the stupid and start to kill people to, you know, to prove a point. All right, so, incidentally, like all Jedi, he was very smart, mostly because his Mercury was conjuncting his Gemini, his son. But that means knowing that Gemini is the messengers of the gods, Gemini was writing, talking, communication, transportation, the cops. Many, many cops are Gemini because their life is all about moving from one call to the other, being fast and speed and being able to adapt. So I think his Mercury conjuncting his son in Gemini, he was very, very sharp. He was a very good communicator. So in his manifesto, when he mentioned that some people said he was not a good communicator, he had problems writing tickets or expressing himself. I mean, obviously, you could see that there was definitely a conspiracy against this guy. Even though, again, I don't endorse him killing innocent people, I believe at the bottom of his soul, this guy was a good man. And that you can't take that away from me because it is my expertise. Remember, I am myself a probably better than all the FBI agents combined together when it comes to investigating the human psyche. And I don't have to prove anything to you if, of course, you are, a VIP cosmic coder, a client of Dr. Churi, or a student. So there is nothing that I have to prove to you. You know that I am a natural investigative machine when it comes to human psyche. This guy, Christopher Dahmer, was a good man. A good man. And he flipped. Now, his mental process, if you go into his third house, which means if you count three from June, July, August, he talks and he thinks and he communicates like a Leo, which is a very fixed sign. On top of that, in his third house communication, like all Gemini, children and love and creativity and the art and music and everything else is very important, especially the children. And he has Jupiter in the sign of Leo. And that makes him lucky in anything and everything. Had he educated himself into the element of light and love and surround yourself as children, become a teacher for the kids, because this guy is a good guy. If I look at the stars, the rest of the charts, particularly the tail of the dragon and Pluto close to his moon sign is what messed him up. But at heart, this guy was good man. And the proof of that, in his manifesto, he was pretty pissed off about one of the female officers literally kicking a homeless guy or something of this nature. But for God's sake, Christopher Boomer was born with the tail of the dragon in Pisces. There is nothing more sensitive, more loving, more altruistic, more out of this world than Pisces. Sad enough, the tail of the dragon happens to be in his 10th house of career, which means instead of being a nurse, somebody that is caring, loving, creative, and using the Pisces positivity, is an emotion, is sensitivity, you know, and added with either drugs or alcohol, because anytime you have Pisces, you have cattles. Okay, I mean, legal or illegal, Pisces tail means this. His hidden dragon is Capricorn. Capricorn, the government, the structure, the cops, the law enforcement. My gosh, and I see those kids fresh out of college giving a guy like Christopher Dolman the green light, okay, you can be a cop. Guy, much too sensitive. You don't want to be fooled because he is 6 foot something and 250 pounds. No, you don't want to be fooled by the physical manifestation. Okay, this guy inside was a female. Yep, the head and the tail of the dragon axis, would it be natal or hidden, are in feminine sign. The Virgo perfectionist, cleansing, cleaning, wants to clean the world of all the bad people. That is his dragon's head, and he has Saturn also in the sign of Virgo, which means he was a perfectionist. He wanted just the best and clean and organize everything. He had a problem with impurities. I was born like him, with Saturn in the sign of Virgo. Okay? And this means, again, my dedication, my fear of not being able to offer you enough, my attention to detail, my personality, the way I present myself to the world. In so many ways, the Saturn in Virgo makes for the most cleaning, efficient, like well-oiled gearbox type of machinery. That is his dragon said, but he had it in the home. He didn't have it in the career. In the career, what he had is the Pisces tail, okay? Make him much, much too sensitive, too bad, too dirt, too danger, too manipulation, extraordinarily sensitive. It's another, look at Adam Lanza. Remember Adam Lanza? He was born with the tail of the dragon in Cancer. I mean, Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio are water signs. They are the most sensitive, they are the most intuitive, the most feminine energy you can get. Okay? So, and the hidden dragon is Capricorn, which means he had a very, very strong owner in himself. But because Capricorn rules traditionally the career, the public standing, and the accomplishment, because the hidden dragon is conjuncting the tail of the dragon in Pisces, there is no way millionaires for him to be successful in a career that involves Hong Kong. And as I said earlier, you have those kids fresh out of college, the psychologists who are just regurgitating their educated books, like any religious lunatic who can't think for himself, repeating the verse of the Bible. Okay? So we are talking about total ignorance. Those kids should have said, you know what? Not those kids. The parents. The parents are more able to tell their kids. But the parents didn't know. The parents didn't know that future. The parents are cosmic and conscious. The parents don't know shit, excuse my French. Okay? The teachers, the schoolmasters, the police academy, the psychiatrists, name it. All of those people out there are totally cosmic and conscious. And they put people in a position and in a job that they certainly do not belong. The next thing you know, there you go. The end result of total stupidity again is being shown to the world. He literally committed suicide.
So you try to shed some light, then you get silenced. What do you do to get over the upper hand whenever your civil rights are violated?
Okay, well, this I understand that. But let me go back into his UCI, honey, because I want to mention another thing. The most, when I have a student, the most important thing that the student has to look, of course, the sun, the moon, the head and the tail of the dragon, the hidden dragon, and the rest of the planet. But the moon. The moon is particularly important because the moon regulates the emotional response to life. Okay? If you have the moon in Cancer, you want to cook, you want to eat, you want to protect your family, you want to be in a real estate. If you have the moon in Aries, you want to be in the army, the navy, you want to be fighting. Okay? If you have the moon in Libra, you want to become a psychologist, or you want to become somebody like Christopher Dolmer. Your emotional response to life itself belongs. The moon in Libra. Christopher Dolmer was born with the moon in Libra. Libra rules the law. Libra rules psychology. Libra rules justice. So don't you think he was kind of a natural for him, like you, neurotically, subconsciously, to be attracted by anything that dwells in law? The moon is in Libra. But what's terrible is close to the moon, you have the deadliest planet of all. Now you have Pluto. Pluto is literally in the same house than the moon in Libra. Pluto is in Libra, which means Pluto is fixed. Pluto is dramatic. Pluto has no fear of death, and he mentioned that. Pluto is, I'll die to bring justice to me and to the world, and I'm going to kill you. You're talking about the planet of death into the sign of Libra. There is absolutely no way for the poor little Libra to vacillate, to be perfectly fine when you have such an intensity, such a fixity, deadly portion here in this house. So an injustice was done against him, and he went all the way to the end to bring the balance back. But of course he lost, because you cannot fight the system. So that is the most powerful ingredient. The most powerful ingredient is the emotional response to life into the sign of Libra, conjuncting the planet of death and drama, which rules the police and the criminal. So that's where he flipped from a wonderful public servant into a criminal, killing other people because he wanted to bring justice to himself and clear his name. I'm sure you guys can understand me. Now, let's go into his 6 hours of work. If you want to know how the service to the world, so somebody works, how he's set by God to service the world, then you go into the 6 hours. So you can, from June 6. So June 1, July 2, Leo 3, Virgo 4, Libra 5, and the 6 hours of work is November or Scorpio. That's why a lot of cops are born in June. Because Scorpio rules death, drama, the police force, the crooks. A lot of crooks are Gemini. You know, Gemini is called in Greek mythology the Lord of the Thieves, because he can adapt, he can lie, he can cheat. Okay? Now, in the 6 hours of work and service to the world, Christopher Dolmer has the planet Uranus, the sudden release of energy, the shocking planet into the sign of Pluto, which adds to Pluto in Libra, to this moon in Libra, to this emotional mess up, a natural aptitude to literally blow up like a wild volcano. And that's what he did. Now, on a subconscious level, there is a planet Mars. Mars is the drive principle. Christopher Dolmer was born with Mars in the sign of Taurus. So much of his drive was to get into the world of Taurus. What is Taurus? Taurus is the bank, the bull, money, security. Okay? Once they remove him from the force, his ego got hurt, his career, his notoriety, his public standing got hurt, and most of all, his wallet was hurt. In the subconscious, this Mars constantly harassed him. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? But Mars is still also known as to be the planet of war. So in the subconscious, this Mars just did his job, plan to take again revenge, because Mars is in opposition to Uranus. And any opposition is always negative. The planet of war, opposing the planet of sudden release of energy, the 6 hours of health, Well, the subconscious and the service to the world didn't agree with each other, and you have the result. The fact is, Christopher Dormer, repeat myself, was born with the Pisces tail. There is nothing more sensitive, more loving, more caring, more altruistic than a Pisces dragon's tail. Now, I'm sure you heard of Jeffrey Dahmer. Yeah, this killer who ate his victim. He also poisoned his victim, got him drunk, gave him some drugs. Well, Christopher Dahmer was born like Dahmer. Dahmer with the same Pisces dragon's tail. And that's why he did what he did. He went crazy. And at the end of his life, actually, Dahmer in jail was exercising nonstop. Dragon said in Virgo, so you regenerate when he exercises. Exercise for what? You're in jail for the rest of your life, moron. And worse, he spent the last years, he spent listening to the sound of the whales. And reading the Bible. How can you not be moron? And guess what? Do you know who killed Dahmer? A freaking guy who thought he was Jesus. They killed him. Jesus Christ, in what a young world did I land on? I must be at least 50 years ahead of my time, and I'm already 63. It's my birthday on February 26th, and I am offering a 12-month subscription of the Cosmic Code for $25 instead of $99. So if you're listening, and tell your friends, and from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. on February 26, 2013, when Dr. Turi will be out there getting drunk and eating and having good time with his wife, God knows what, celebrating my day, you can put your, you can go to the donation page, go to drturi.com, and then you will see the radio, okay? You click on the radio button at the top here, and you will see a donation. Click in there and then put your $25 and immediately sign an email to my sweet baby, Tarania, my soulmate. Tell her that you have the Dr. Cherry's present. See? Instead of you giving me present, I'm giving you a present. The world is upside down, but I'm a giver. That's what it is. You're a giver to receive, okay? So as soon as you do that, email Tarania. And she will comp you in, and you'll be with us for the next 12 months. Because you know what? I don't know how many people are listening to the show tonight, but I intend to stop giving my newsletters. But you know, I'm a smart guy, so I'm constantly throwing tons of newsletters out there, because I know humans are machine of addiction, machine of habits, and then when they do not see me anymore, they're gonna say, oh, I want to go back. I miss his work. I need Dr. Chiri to guide me, to tell me a few things. What's going on here about Christopher Dahmer or God knows what? All these crazy lunatics out there. Translate the cosmic code, make predictions. It was the only difference that you are smart, because you heard me giving you the subscription for 12 months for $25. Because they will have to pay the full price. Be smart. All right. So, you know, maybe I can do so much work for the FBI, for the police. And again, today, before this second cop exposed his manifesto, then I told the cops, the FBI and many police, because as you know, I go there. I go and tease them. I harass them. I send them my newsletter and I said, you see what? Look this day. Now, you're going to have another lunatic doing this. This is just the beginning. You guys have completely restructured. Nothing's going to be hidden. You know, I'm preparing all these people to start to think like you do. if you've been with me for a while, if you're a newcomer, of course, you do not just yet understand my work, where I'm coming from. But with patience, you will. Basically, I want them to realize, like you do, my gosh, Dr. Tree has something, and maybe we can benefit from it, because they will. You know, the sad reality is these people, you know, they, even though they're FBI agents, supposed to be detectives, and who knows, there may be some FBI agents right now listening to this show, or they will listen when it's done, because it's in the archive. They're looking at me very closely. But those ones are the smart ones. They're curious. They'll understand slowly but surely the gift, that, you know, the curse that God gave me, combined with my UFO experiences. Jesus Christ, why did I have to go through all this? But that's just the way it is. I have a mission.
There's so many people lost in the pyramids.
Yeah.
That's why. And, you know, what it comes down to is a lot of people just can't really believe what they're watching on TV anymore, what others are getting paid to tell. You just have to kind of look to another other sources, people who write like we do, who've done their homework, who understand it all. And so many, you know, in an instant you can become a mechanical puppet, and you got your strings pulled by someone else. You got legs of iron now, and then once you're caught up in the drift, you realize that you've been left behind. You've been left behind, and you start to see the natural history of it all. But there's nothing you can do because you're in a trap now.
Well,
what do you do?
What you do, Taranya, I understand exactly what.
I know what to do. I'm asking.
Yeah,
you to tell others, what do they do?
Well, first of all, when you are part of a gearbox, you turn with the gearbox, okay? I mean, if you work for the government, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to the government. What you expect is, after spending 10, 20, 30 years, that the government's going to be there to take care of you, and with all the advantage for all this, your fears, you know, you want to have the insurance, you want to have the cake, and you want to eat it too. But at the same time, you don't belong to yourself. Okay, so the beauty about being us, Taranya, is that I'm extraordinarily original. I have a gift. I used to work for the government. I used to work in Pearl Harbor. I used to work in San Diego Bays, U.S. Bays. I was into engineering. So, you know, when you know, as I'm speaking to you now, okay, every single human being in the America, whether it be legal or illegal, including their children, they have to give $50,000 in order to bring back the economy to where it's supposed to be, because we got such a huge debt. Printing money we don't have, endlessly stealing from the generation of the future on their security, messing up the social security. It's what the government is doing, as simple as that. The beauty about being us is that I'm not going to be part of that gearbox. I can't get out, because without a gearbox, I get nowhere. So I need the government. I need the system. I need the post office. I need, you know, so you own a house, and on every single window is like, okay, you need the air is going through the window. You open the door, the air, that is your tax. You got to pay for electricity, you got to pay for gas, you're going to go and take a leak, literally, you got to pay tax. This is the way it is. We are overtaxed. We are paying, we are getting, I think, 30 cents out of the dollar. All the rest goes to the government. So, when a few years ago, you know, if I was making $10, $20, $30, $50, $100,000 a year, at the end of the year, I could declare what the hell I wanted. Nowadays, it's impossible when you work for yourself, because now the government is checking on your bank account. He's checking on your credit card transaction. At the end of the year, they get a kick out from the bank to know exactly how much money you made. It's pretty much like France, like Europe. So there's no way you can play with the system anymore. Yeah, and that's why I'm stuck with $20,000, tax to pay this year. But this is what I'm trying to say, okay? You got to pay your tax because you're part of a system. So we are not into the gearbox, so to speak, but we are. We are independent. We depend on the government because we cannot do without the government because we are into the system. That's where you're at. The star is the same. You are into a system. You are commanded, you are controlled by a system. The point is, the government system, you cannot go against it because they're going to come with machine gun, they're going to kill you. You cannot do nothing. You got to go with the gearbox of the system. You got to pay your tax, you got to pay your bill, you got to respect the laws. These are the laws of men. The cosmic codes of what we are doing is exactly the same than the government, with the only difference that you can control it. Once you know the ramification, the more you know about the ramification of the government, the more you can pull to pay tax or no pay tax. You understand what I'm saying? You are using the system, you are using your education to get a form of control without a system which is already over controlling you. Okay? It's like if you're an investor and you're in New York and you're into investment, you could check the stock market, you know every single little trick about the stock market, and then you do like Rothschilds did, you screw the entire United States of every penny we made, and you go and retire in a foreign country with millions of dollars in your bank account in Switzerland. This is what they did, right? And the next thing you know, you have a president that comes right back and give all the money back to those suckers who have already stolen it from it, okay? And then your house, I'm taking my kids. I'm a little bit pissed off now, okay? Now, look at this. I bought this house, $144,000. I must have put over $100,000 in it, and I still paid my $1,500 rent, mortgage, for the last 10 years that I've been here. Well, just a couple of weeks ago, I refinanced my house. I own $168,000. After 10 years paying over $1,000 a month and putting $100,000 to expand the house. Okay, what is the lesson here to learn? The lesson is, when you own a house, your ego is in charge. You look good because you own a house. You're better than your neighbor because you own a house. Actually, you're not. You're a moron. Your neighbor who rents a house is better off than you. Why? Because if he wants to move, he can move. Anytime. He doesn't have to carry all that stuff. Okay, you're in a house, you're in jail, you open the door, you have your street, you have your school, you have your environment, you have your neighbors, that's it.
Unless you have your own private jet.
Unless you're very rich. Yeah, you got me. Okay, so if you have a hell of a lot of money, that's a different situation because you can't afford it. But when you've been working the last 10 years and you don't own the house, actually, the house is owned by the bank. If we do not pay, or if you don't pay your mortgage, how long do you think you're going to be staying in this house? Do you know how many millions of people have lost their house? What about the money they put into the house? What about the money they put for years paying their mortgage and all of a sudden they couldn't pay? Do you think the bank or the system is going to have a heart? No. They take your house away, and then you end up in the street, you commit suicide, you do like all of them. That's where you're at. You're into a system. So you've got to find a way within the system on how to use. You can't abuse the system. Abusing the system means, screw you, I ain't going to pay your tax. The next thing you know, they come here, take your furniture, they take your house, and they sign you to jail. Okay, you can do that. You have to use the system. And our social psychology or the system we have is exactly the same thing, with the big difference, again, that you do have, if you manage to gain consciousness, you have full control over the system. This system regulates every single thing on Earth. The entire government, every offices of the government, every corporation, every human being, every tree, every plant, every insect, everything is under the jurisdiction of the stars. So this is much bigger than the government. This is God. So the idea is to understand how this cosmic brain works and how you fit into this cosmic brain, and use the energy based upon education, instead of educating yourself and being good as a CPA, for example, and only deal with investment or cooking or building a house or building a car, instead of being just in one section. The cosmic code allows you to go in every area, in every section, and become the manufacturer of your own life. Well, the result is actually, or the blessing that goes with the result, is the result of a lot of work you've put to educate yourself. It's all about education and understanding the cosmic code.
Keyword use, not misuse.
Right.
Because that's the misconception.
Well,
many people have lost fear of their ship, and I say that because the UFO is inside of each and every one of us.
Yeah.
And United Foreign Objects, meaning the United Foreign Objects are unidentified foreign objects. are the celestial aspects that are inside of each of us.
Right. Now, here's Christopher Donner. He misuses stars. He went into a profession that it was not what he was supposed to do. He's ill-fitted to dwell with blood, with gas, with criminal, with the manipulation, with the ego, with the power that makes the police force. Anybody who gets involved into the police has a huge ego and has a drive for control and power. That's why they want to be cop. This is why when you see a cop, you pee on yourself. They love the kick that they know they can send you to jail.
Yeah.
That's a human default. That's how it is. Okay.
Yeah.
So anyone that gets into the police, anyone that is into the FBI, anyone that is in the law enforcement, you could be sure they have a very strong Scorpio in their chart somewhere somehow, and they want to control people. Now, in the case of Christopher Dahmer, he had the same power. He had everything to join the police force, but he didn't have the right drag in the house, in the right career, in the right service to the world to do the good job.
Yeah.
And he was very too sensitive.
Would you have been able to have helped him?
Oh, yeah.
To be in the right way.
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you a story. I got to tell you this story. I was on my way back from Las Vegas one night with my ex-wife, Bridget. We were doing a conference there. And I drove through. We were living in San Diego. So we drove through Phoenix. We passed Phoenix. And all of a sudden, just after Phoenix, in the middle of the desert, I look and I little light here popping up, red. Ooh, Jesus Christ, car's getting hot, and I saw a lot of steam from the other hood, so I stopped the car on the side of the highway, and I had a flashlight, and I look, and my belt leads into the water pump was broken. So basically, I had no air, I had no water to cool the engine, and I was another 200 and something miles from San Diego, in the middle of the nowhere, in the desert. It was cold, middle of the winter. So I thought, you know what, if I go fast enough and there is enough air coming on the top of the engine, it'll be like, of course, you're a Volkswagen. You know, those cars don't have any water, and now they're just air-cooled. So what I did, I went to the trunk of my car. I put a book in there. In the front of my hood, I put the book, and I tied the hood doesn't come up. It has a security thing that stops the hood to come up. But if you don't put anything in, it's going to go up and down. It's going to lock itself back. So I had to put a book or two, I can't remember, and I tied it up the best way I could so it could stay fixed. But I had a gap of like 2 or 3 inches. And I said, that's the only way for us to make it back home. But I had to drive at least 90 miles per hour minimum in order to keep that red light off and that needle off the red. So I wasn't in 90, 95, 100 miles per hour. All of a sudden, there's a cop behind me. He's like, it stops me. Came to me with flashlight in my face. Pull the window down and say, "Officer, I'm so sorry." He says, "Do you have any idea how fast you were going?" That was his first word. Before asking me for my license registration, I said, "Officer, I got to tell you something. Okay, I'm not drunk. My wife and I, we're very tired, coming from Las Vegas, and I've lost my belt. I have to be at that speed in order to cool my engine. He looked at me like he says, he was very smart. He was very, very smart. So I told him, look, you could see what I did. So he went in the front of the car, and he saw the book, he saw the rope and everything else. He come back, and he said, you're pretty smart. And he recognized my accent, and he goes, where are you from? I said, I'm from France. And he said, oh, yeah, you're fighting with us. Yeah. You know, during those days, the French and America was somewhere in the Middle East. And then he says, what are you doing here? I said to him, well, I'm an astrologer. And he looked at me and said, do you believe in that junk? I said, officer, you know, you're very curious and you're a cop. I bet you were born in June. These guys, jaw dropped. Now my mother life, if I lie, I don't want to see my mom again. Okay? And I told this story to Terry a few times and many friends. Now, I am on the hood of the police officer trooper with my book. During those days, we didn't have internet. We didn't have a laptop. I was with my book, my ephemeris, looking at the stars. I was doing a reading in the middle of the night, in the middle of the desert, freezing my butt. This cop, and my ex-wife Bridget, was sitting in the car wondering what the hell is going on. I must have stayed with cop at least 15 minutes or more talking about stars. Knowing he was a Gemini, I explained to him, well, you're a Gemini, that's why you drive and speed and you're over the place. In your work area, you're a Scorpio, which is a sign of death, that rules the police and the criminal, and you work at night. You know, I made so much sense to this guy. He says, oh my gosh, I'm really, really interested in all this stuff. You know what? I gave him my card. Normally I did his entire family, okay, and he's now into my cop file. If you read everything I wrote about the police on my website, okay. But he told me, Dr. Turing, now in San Diego, there is two other cops. And he told me where they were, but he says, I'm going to radio them for you. Just, I don't know what to tell you. You're a good guy. You've got clear license. You're going well over the limits. I understand your situation. I let you go because I like you. And you're smart. And then I'm going to just make a call to my other troopers. And I made it to San Diego. And I never seen no cops stopping me. And I had to go over 90 miles per hour. And I arrived at home, and my car didn't expire. So that tells you.
didn't expire or didn't explode?
Either way, that old car took us back home, and it was loaded with books as in my Arabic, and you know what? So this is stories that I'm. In fact, this story is in my book, Beyond the Secrets, where you can read so many incredible experiences that happened to me. In reference to the police, being born in June, it's a very special sign, which is every sign has a giveaway. Like Virgos have green eyes, they like green, they're fussy, they're picky, they're very sarcastic, sometimes they suffer headaches. You have to be able to recognize, I have so much practice behind me, and I have this full downloading of my extraterrestrial experience, so I have what you call the reflex. And when I teach the students astropsychology, man, I am a tough teacher. You know, I tell these guys, you've paid me, and I have 1 week to raise your cosmic consciousness. So I don't want you to talk. I don't want you to open your mouth. I want you to do the listening, because the question you have will be answered in day one or day two or day three. Okay? And I am there constantly harassing this, because I know that they are looking at this chart every single day in front of me. They dream the chart. They see the chart. They bring the chart with them. They sleep with the chart in their head. And they build a reflex. And their cosmic consciousness appear about after the fourth day. Will you be live in front of me or listening to the course that I had, the home course of my CDs and DVD? The result is the same. You gather your cosmic consciousness. And that's the beauty of working with Dr. Cherry. Again, we are so ahead of time, and we have so much to offer the scientific community, the law enforcement agency. We have so much to offer to teachers. from all walks of life, if they could just be a little bit curious and realize, I mean, you know, yesterday or the day before, including today, the moon is in Pisces. Pisces is a very, very emotional sign. My book, One Power, tells you be careful around the water. Man, did you see what happened to that ship? Everybody is throwing up in this ship. I put it on my newsletter. I can't remember now. But there is a big business ship that right now everything is messed up. They cannot eat. They cannot go to the bathroom. They're stuck in the middle of the ocean. All these people, they're cosmic and conscious. They went, they booked everything after the full moon. They start the trip after the full moon. And even though it's a good one, they should have a great time, they're all throwing up on each other's, and they can't even wipe their butt because there is no paper and water to drink or to wipe or to take a shower. That's what's going on. I say, be careful around the water. It's happening. If you read my newsletter, you get all the examples. Now, at the State of the Union last night, President Obama gave a formidable speech, and everybody was all so emotional and so responding. Again, he's not aware, but he picked up unconsciously a set of thoughts that makes the people who are victim or who were there at the State of the Union, at this speech, they were there talking about guns and talking about family, telling you these people deserve the right to vote. We got to do something. So the emotional intensity was produced by that moon in Pisces. And Pisces was the subconscious. This is why I picked tonight to do a hypnotherapy session. I don't know how many of you heard it, but I also made a good announcement about cancer. A few weeks ago, I went to a checkup. For those of you who did not listen to the to my teleclass, I was talking about cancer and how I got cancers, the reason why I got cancers, explaining, of course, that all diseases are coming from a form of blockage. That was after my wife dropped me, combined with all the nasty pigs that I ate. I don't know how many pigs I ate when I was breakfast chef in England for many years, but probably a few pigs altogether. So that plugged the gas and add to the depression, feeding evil, you know, all these things, especially with Saturn, the planet of karmic residue, the great malefic in Greek mythology, in the sign of Virgo that rules my guts. On the medical aspect of my work, I was all prone to develop cancer. But I bet it. But listen to this. In fact, Kiranya, why don't you tell exactly what happened about the news and the good news and the bad news and everything else. Explain to them.
Just very simple. Simply, we got our phone call from the doctor, and he had said yesterday in the message that the report was pre-cancer. And for a minute there, I was like, okay, wait a second. Now, he didn't say it was, like, malignant or anything. He just was simply stating, you can come back next year for your next checkup, and maybe you might want to see me before then as well. And I was like, okay, wait a second. Something's not right here, and I know it's Mercury retrograde, and I just couldn't sleep too well over that. So then this morning,
but you told me,
I came and told you the good news.
No,
that,
not about the good news. It was bad news.
No,
I told you that. I was upset.
So that was last night. But
yeah, I was
today,
upset.
Today,
I can't believe it was all the power that I put into the universe.
Yes.
Beat the damn thing. I was pissed off.
But today the good news that I came and told you was
it
was so funny
call.
Because I got another call.
Yeah.
He said, oh, I'm so sorry. That was another patient's report. I mean, and, you know, your husband has absolutely no signs of cancer, so he doesn't have to come back for 5 years. And that was a most amazing news of the whole week. And the good news also is that now my husband doesn't have to be so stubborn about all the health supplements that I give him because I know that has an effect as well.
Yeah, keep me healthy. I mean, you know, when she confirmed that the pathology report came clean and I was free of cancer, man, I look at my wife, you know, I was trying really hard to hold my tears, and she was in tears here. She said, I mean, this is the news, I can't believe it. Mercury is retrograde. Another call, you're clear. You don't even have to go for the next 5 years. So this is a celebration. I you know.
Definitely.
I want to mention to you, you know, just a few days before Valentine, 3 years ago, I was in Thailand. Okay, I was cat, big cat, my god. I was in hell. I lost so much. I was having probably the most difficult time ever when I was forced to face the reality of my own demise. I was having the most difficult time in my life. I did not know if I was going to survive it. Tarana was not there. My family was not there. I just spent a month in a hospital. You know, it was a total nightmare. I was at the lowest in my life. Never did I suffer like this. Okay? And look at me, 3 years later, that thing is gone. So, you know.
But we still have to keep maintaining it.
Yeah, you keep maintaining it, but, you know, I was kind of upset to myself when she announced me that I had to go back and I had precancer cells, God knows what. I said, what's the point, man? I was so sure. Every single day I was using my subconscious, it's gone. But believe it, you know, I was very, very determined to use the creative forces of the supraconscious in time and space to my advantage. And then I got knocked out, but not for long. The next day, I finally, you know, we were a victim of the cosmic code of Mercury retrograde. We messed up everything. So this is to the audience listening out there, to the listening audience, this is something that could serve you as an example to never really give up or trust anything or assume anything. Okay, even though that I went to bed pretty much constipated and depressed last night, today I don't touch the ground. You know, I'm just flying. I know God is giving me another chance, a real good chance now to live for the next 30 years. And I'm moving away from the despair and the pain and the suffering and my friends in a foreign country when I was kept by two professors that did a good job on me, obviously. But, you know, the feeling evil, insecurity, depression, not having love, being insecure, all that is just perfect ground for cancer cells to develop. And there is absolutely no way that cancer can grow in you if you are in a body which is over-oxygenated. In this family, we eat things, raw, radishes, parsley, God knows what. She put all that green stuff for me. And that, you know, you can't eat things dead and hope to fix yourself.
Broccoli, spinach. All the phytonutrients of the rainbow. I mean, if you're not getting your reds every day, your greens are the two most important. And also there's other colors like the oranges and the blues and all that. But if you're not getting at least your greens or your reds.
Well, we do. Remember, we do our universal blood transfusion.
And of course, let me tell the listeners also about that. There is a new product out there. It's called the Ninja Mega Kitchen System. Not the Nutribullet, because even that one, it's not worth it.
What about your stem cell?
And also, of course, the Ninja Kitchen Mega System is really good because you get every single nutrient as far as foods are concerned. And then supplement-wise, there's the stem cell.
Something to go and get to the website and get.
And if you go to the website and check, I believe it's the natural health section.
Yeah.
It talks all about my story that I went through to find out about stem cell. And it's an amazing product.
But I remember following that surgery that works on your face with a laser, my gosh, for a year and a half, her face was red. Like,
years,
oh, my gosh. I was depressed. We couldn't go out. Her life was stolen from her because this stupid doctor burned her face. And if it wasn't for the cells and the
stem cell,
I don't think he would have, because we tried everything. I spent thousands with every freaking doctor trying to get it.
Well, it works.
Let
me clarify. I was so bad that no one here in Arizona would help me. So then I went back to my home state and saw the doctor there, which he did some work on me. But then, of course, what ultimately finished.
Stem cell. This is basically what really got you out of trouble.
And helped me with so many other things as well, because I had the towel in my mind about a year ago. I was constantly like sick every day, throwing up,
and the stress,
and that also helped me get by.
Well, again, you know what? If you use both the physical world, and which means, you know, natural foods, minerals, and you use the spiritual world, which is stimulating the superconscious in time and space, not to mess up the atomic structure of your body, I'm telling you, I feel that I'm going to live over 100 years old. Isn't that funny? I feel that way. I'm 63 years old, and I'm constantly running. I have so much energy, I don't know what to do with it.
62, but you're really only like 30 years old.
In a few days, I'll be 63.
And say this all the time. You don't have to get old. It's all in the head. Many people.
Yeah, but you still have to face the facts. Are we all going there, right?
You're asleep the first part of your life, but the second part of your life, it's like you become awake with wisdom.
You can slow the decaying clock.
You can do all the good things you can to help take better care of yourself and not allow yourself to, you know, decay like that. It's you don't have to let it happen.
You got to battle. As I said earlier tonight in my teleclass, you've been made in the image of God. You inherited the creative power of your own creator. You have the power to do absolutely anything that you want to do, but you got to you have to slow down your physical manifestation, and you have to increase your etheric body. And when you're at that space, at that stage, that's where you can reach the superconscious in time and space and trusting its power that can bring you absolutely anything that you want. This is why I firmly teach my students, don't let anyone believe anything, that you cannot be anything or be anyone or do anything. You've got so much power. Humans are so complicated. And as I said again, we are much more than blood, flesh, and bone. We have a spirit, and we have an incredible inner power that works through us, transcending the cosmic code, of course. So it's all about knowledge. It's all about being firm, being knowledgeable, being smart, being curious, and most of all, to take chances. And once you do that and you educate yourself, you become a perfect pilot. You would never trust a pilot which is drunk, who doesn't know how to read the aeronautical maps, okay? And so you could think yourself and your life as an airplane, and you could think of your spirit as a pilot. So the more the pilot is helping and the more he is educated in the laws that govern the sky, keep that big, huge machine flying and the precious cargo in the back, that's your life. You cannot lose. Well, hey, oh my gosh, it's already time to go. Hey, we take this opportunity
to thank everyone listening, and you know the drill.
We shall see you next Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.